Well, good afternoon. It's 3:26, March 2nd, a Saturday. That's gorgeous. It's almost 60 degrees, and I am not feeling great. Yeah, 1938. 19 and a half minutes on the first mile. That's all right, I'm walking. I wasn't going to walk today because, quite frankly, I am not feeling... I'm not even feeling like, you know, top shelf? No. I'm not even touching like second shelf. I'm not even sure I'm on the bottom shelf, to tell you the truth, but I don't have anything that I can point to and say, oh, I got a fever, or oh, I got a headache, or whatever. Mostly what I got is weak and shaky still. General consensus is that I'm probably trying to come down with a flu, in which case I'll probably have to skip a few days. But until I'm forced to, I'm going to try to keep walking. March. The March of March. I'm going to try to march through March. I'm going to file out every day, try to get back on track. The story is coming together. It's not coming together very fast. I probably owe Scott several apologies at this point, but I think it's going to be worth waiting for. I hope so anyway, because it's going to wait anyway, because until it's done, you won't get it. But yeah. So, yeah, yesterday feet were swollen up after my walk. Fingers were swollen. And I'm pretty sure... I was trying to figure out what caused it. It's like, why are my fingers and toes swelling? It's not like arthritis swelling at the joints. It was like... almost like circulation swelling. Or lack of circulation swelling. But I thought back over what I'd had to eat and realized that the cup of olives, half of which were stuffed with blue cheese, and then the other half were oil-cured dried olives, yeah, have a little salt, maybe. That was probably a month's supply of salt in that one glorious olive orgy. So yeah, we gotta take it a little bit easier today. Try to calm down the salt. It tasted so good. Yesterday made me feel like an old man walking. I don't feel much like a spring chicken today, I'll tell you either. Try to stand up and walk upright like an adult, not stooped over. But it's beautiful out. Spring. It's just around the corner here in the Rockies, I guess. It's second day of March. I know in Maine it's still frozen. Traditionally, fishing season opens April 1st in Maine. And it was one of the things that my father and I used to joke about. I used to have a house on a lake. Well, it was across the street from a lake, but it was close. I had a right of way, I had a little beach. It's a great place, but I couldn't work there because there was no jobs within 50 miles, so I wound up leaving it, selling it. Somebody got a steal. I got out from under a bill, so that was important to me at the time. It was a big bill, too, so that counted. But, yeah, that's when I began to really appreciate the value of cash flow. And I paid a lot more attention to it at that point in time. But he used to joke about April 1st on any water free of ice. I'd go out and look at the pond on April 1st and try to figure out how much ice I could chip away before we could go fishing. Yeah, Lord have mercy. April 1st, or ice out, as April 1st is, gotta happen. But we used to go out as soon as we could, go out on the boat, putter around, drag a lure behind. And quite frequently we'd catch a fish. Mostly we just went out and rode around in circles in the boat, froze. It was cold enough that the water would, from the line, would freeze onto the fishing pole. So you'd have to, every once in a while, you'd have to tug on your line to break it free so it would run through the ferrules of the broad. We'd laugh. Later on, Dad had a boat that we used to go out to sea in. It was an Alban cruiser. Nice little boat, 24-footer. And he used to keep it in Damariscotta Harbor. We'd go down to Damariscotta because he lived in Lincolnville, which is just around the corner. And I'd meet him when we'd go out, sunny summer day. Now, even a summer day in Maine on the water, on the ocean, it's a chilly day. I don't mean to kid you. It's a chilly day. But nothing froze. It wasn't freezing weather. It was just cold weather. So we'd get the fishing rods rigged, and because you didn't need a license to fish the ocean, so I didn't, even when I was coming in from Buffalo, I didn't have to worry about having a fishing license or anything. We could go fishing all day. Heck, we'd go fishing all weekend. Take the boat out, anchor in a cove. Always took enough food, enough coffee. Stay out overnight, come back the next day. Well, we'd laugh and give the line a tug and it wouldn't be frozen, and he'd look over at me and say, "Doesn't seem quite much like fishing, does it?" No, it doesn't. Nothing's frozen, it can't be fishing. We're just having a party out here on the water. Of course, I think we caught more fish the other way, but I don't know, that's not true for sure. I guess the fishing's hard up now. I just saw a piece on the news about Gloucester fishermen having to call it, or a lot of them, more of them. It was only two boats fishing out of Gloucester this winter. The catch limits have been dropped by 75%. Fishermen, of course, are all up in arms. Well, you can't have limits 25% of what they used to be able to catch. And reality was they were only catching about 10 or 15% of the limit anyway. So it's not really that big a deal. Yeah, maybe it was 50% of the old limit. They haven't caught the limit. They haven't landed the limit of codfish since the limits were imposed in 1970-something. It's too many years of overfishing. Too many years of foreign trawlers coming in, scooping off the grounds offshore. Hurt the feedstock. So there's no small fish to grow up into big fish to be caught for food. And we saw that coming. Saw that coming with tuna fish. Yellowfin tuna we used to catch. Yellowfin and bluefin tuna. Harpoon them. They were big fish. Go out with Herbert. Cousin Herbert McIntyre on the Hazel A. I learned a lot about the sea from Herbert. He's a good man. So had quite an operation. At one point he had like four boats, Monk Pole. He had his charter boat, the Hazel A, where he'd take rich people out for the weekend, go deep sea fishing for the day, take them back at the end of the day. Then he had two or three side trawlers. Everybody used side trawlers. There was a couple stern trawlers, but most everybody used side trawlers. Side trawlers, what I used to work on. Worked for a summer off the coast. Senior year, after I graduated from high school and before I went into the Coast Guard, I worked on a fishing boat. Second boat was the Minkat Buster Orchid. First boat, actually, the Captain Jimmy Pirano was the name that I used for one of the books. What the hell was the name of that boat? Virginia something. Can't remember. That was a good rig. That was a good. I didn't get paid, but I had a lot of fun and I learned how to do it. I could mend twine with them, and that was something that they found quite amusing because I'd never done it before. They had to show me how to do it. And once they showed me how to do it, of course, I picked it right up. And it was actually ambidextrous, so I would mend twine one way with one hand going in one direction and then swap hands because it was easier for me to swap hands and go the other direction, tie the knots off on the other side. It gave my patches a particular look to them because the knots were not all the same. They were all left, right, left, right. As you ran down the length of the twine. We used to get stove up pretty bad because the rocks under the water are really sharp. You drag a heavy bag of fish over them and they get cuts. You have to go through and find the holes and patch the holes so the fish don't fall out. That was something that we did sometimes on the way in. Sometimes the weather was too bad, too windy to go out. We couldn't go out, so we'd mend twine. Sometimes it was so bad that we had to mend twine and wouldn't be worth going out to fish because the net was so stove up so bad. So it was always something new, something exciting. But I learned to mend twine with my toes. So what you do is you take off your boots. You hold the net taut with your toes, you pull with your hands and tie the knots off, knit across, work your way down the twine with your feet. I thought that was hysterical. They did it with their boots on, but I found it much easier to work with my boots off, because that way I could feel the twine with my toes. It's a good group. We used to come back, haul back just a few. Every once in a while, they come through with a pocket of shrimp. Half a dozen, two dozen, double handful of fresh shrimp. Literally fresh shrimp, just up off the bottom of the ocean. And the engine manifold, the muffler, stuck up behind the wheelhouse, had a flat plate on the top. You pick up a handful of these shrimp. It was too few to market. Wasn't enough to be worth anything commercially, but it was plenty for lunch. And you throw them on the top of the muffler, a rusty old piece of metal. But the heat of the engine would cook them. Wouldn't take very long, few minutes. And you stand there and shuck them and eat them. Toss the shells over the side. Probably some violation of some federal littering law now, but back in the day. But even back then, the stocks of fish was dwindling pretty fast. That was 1970. Can it be 40 years ago? Yeah. Oh, 40 years, 45, almost. Somewhere in 1970. And they just bought up a bunch of the old fish piers to turn them into condominiums. Fishermen were laughing. It's about 3 a.m. when all the fishing boats light up their diesels. It gets pretty loud along the waterfront. And they couldn't help but think of what those rich people must be thinking at 3 a.m. when 45 or 50 boats all started their engines with this in the same 15 minutes period, and let them sit there and rumble for half an hour while they got their shit together and got out to sea. Never did find out what happened with that. I'm not sure how many boats are still fishing out of Portland anymore, so might not be a big deal. Pretty sure the condominiums are still there, though. My goodness, what a beautiful afternoon. Oh, I'm going to try to get out early tomorrow before the day gets away. I don't know what I'll talk about. Probably won't talk about fishing. My goodness, it is quite spring-like, though. The snow is melting. There's a lot of runoff here beside the road. Sidewalks are all clean and dry now, for the most part. There's a couple of places that are still icy. I suspect tomorrow morning there'll be a couple of icy patches, but nothing like I've had to deal with. I need to figure out what I'm going to do for supper. elder daughter's boyfriend is here. We may get Chinese takeout, because I know he likes Chinese. The only other choice is another chicken dish, and every time he's been over, we've had chicken. He's going to think it's all we eat. I need to get the charcoal out. Let's see if I can remember how to barbecue ribs. I haven't had barbecue ribs in a long time. Oh my gosh. 20 minutes for the second mile. I'm just barely walking. But I'm out. I'm moving. I'm not trying to break any records today. I'm just trying to keep moving. One step at a time, you know what I mean? But with the 2 mile notice, that's sort of a little clue that we've come to the end of another walk. And time for me to say that tomorrow's another day. With any luck at all, I'll talk to you then.